Dyslexia by Bob Cody. Wondering about the words, jumping around the page, thinking my teachers think I'm stupid, wondering will I get into college next year, anxiety is kicking, what will I do now, thinking about what will I do, thinking who I'm thinking about, will I ever get into college, am I stupid or am I just a disease? I always wonder the time I have dyslexia, got pronounced in 6th class, wondering about, oh, am I rubbish or am I good? I don't know what I am, to be honest. I try my hardest to read, but sometimes the words go everywhere. I read a book, but half the words jump everywhere. It's like a ship sinking. I always think I have anxiety, but I don't know if I do. All I look at is the words. The words go around the place, like a spinning ship. Like I'm drunk, but I'm not drunk. But the words are going everywhere. I'm panicking. I'm looking at the words. I'm crying to my man about, am I stupid? I don't know, to be honest. I'm just looking at the words. Thank you very much.
Really love the metaphor there, man. Well done. Can we have Simon next there, please?
So I recently got this one accepted for publication, and it's the first one I've gotten accepted. So
well done.
It's a non-fiction one. It's called Microbes. Purple, blue, hazy sky at dawn. Emerging are the rays of an adolescent sun shining over a rocky sphere, seen by exactly no one. Hydrothermal vents capture its heat deep underneath, disturbing it, so selfish molecules aim to replicate and repeat. And by chance, perhaps on attempt the 17 billion and 13, will finally defeat the inevitable rules of chaos and entropy, just the right ingredients, boiling in perfect proportions, molecules coming to life, dancing with Brownian motion, a fantastical organic scum organization, made selfish in its ways, prioritizing its own duplication, encasing its precious machinery for efficiency and protection, cementing the legacy of microbial factories and their inventions. Thank you.
Nice one, Simon. Congrats again with the publication of that poem. Can we have Catherine next, please?
My poem is called Cider Santa. I see him most days outside City Hall, advertising homelessness, lonesomeness, clutching his golden future, everybody's friend, one more swig before kissing the streets again. Cider Santa, how do you find yourself here, so far from Lapland? Thank you.
We have Shivers Harrington there, please.
Ooh. Thanks, Philip. It's about Donald Campbell, Spelius. And to set up a speed record, you have to return on the same route within a given time frame. This was on water, and he should have waited till the wake of the boat died down. But there's a weather window, he was pushed for time, and he turned and lined up for the return journey on his boat, which is called Bluebird. Bluebird. For over 3 years, his own record stood since Dumbleyum. Now he's on Coniston water once more, a weather window at last. The very first leg, level and flat, sheer thrust, jetting red hot, up on our planing points, 250 plus 47, over. So awfully close, just three to go, sea anchors bite, around again, no turning back, no extra fuel, the bravest of the brave. that raucous roar they gasp and point at the tramping, tramping spray. None can glimpse the adrenaline rush on land or in water, the quickest of all. 320, a blur. She's lift. Skipper, come in. Over. He surely knew it was his own wake. Into the water barrier and beyond, his memorial stands on Pussycat Hill over Lake Dunblane.
Cool, Seamus, thank you very much. Can we have Zora next, please?
Thank you.
Cheers to the fears, especially those I showered in with sweet desire. For they resulted in grand, inevitable, futile action, so many I care not to count. I salute the cushion of indifference on which I have rested comfortably and fell asleep for years at a time. If not for the acute depression, I could have stayed asleep a little longer. I come in peace to the uncomfortable pain of relentless inacceptance of my life's circumstances, to which I have conveniently ignored out of helplessness and in despair. To feel the unfeelable ground of what I can, the full gamut of overwhelming rational notions held in trauma, I cannot grasp, for they are pointing to uncertain, indiscriminating death, which I cannot escape. For now, I'll stay dead inside in acceptance. We, the eternal union with which the she and he reside in, a boring peace to which less is more than less. Being without doing and doing is being, all to glimpse into a fleeting sense of security and excitement, reminding that we are not good enough, in more need of money, esteem, and joy, to which I try to bow down as a glimpse to see who is sneaking on me and who vanishes away. Damn the brave fool who cares not to which side he surrenders his desires, for one will rule him and enslave him, and the other free him to face his pain, bare naked, anticipating strangers soon shall see in curiosity his disadvantage body self. To my audience, I say all is well. I'm connected to Wi-Fi and had something sweet to eat every day for the past 4 years. You too, I hope, can have it all, given you shall. Resist, fight, surrender, work more, try less, jump, duck, dive, reveal all, and be transparent. And be transparent to all committing to come your life. Endless spending, the all possible, if not your fingertips perhaps. Be grateful as we connect to each other. You two are enjoying my unpleasant comforts. As I suffer, you enjoy. Worry next time you bathe in fear, your desire to may be conveniently waiting here to show you how to stray away.
Can Constantine next, please?
Enduring to read the other's new poems, Hourglass. The hourglass asks for our back. In the park, the statue remains the statue. His eye of white is waiting for the Black Sea. White is was a good poet for that. Tragedy comedy is feared by Goethe. We loch, we cry, we make ourselves loch. We make ourselves cry. Between two parallel mirrors, the sleep of reason breeds muscles. Childhood. I implored the rain. We made different shapes of colorful paper. On wooden horses with wooden swords. We played cop and robbers. I was always looking for myself.
That's great.
One title. When I I was younger, I danced the lambada with many guns. To my surprise, what happiness there was. The sky will fall. I stripped bark from trees until one day, when the rain caught me. The groundsman told me, get down please, the sky will fall. From my childhood. In the last poem, I was buried before. I was buried before. Now I imagine myself in thought. Every night I change my face, hair and eyes. Out of my body the light cast out the darkness. When without wings above, I'm only a flight. Mm. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Those were wonderful anecdotes, Constantine. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Here's Sue Blue next, please. Ooh.
Thanks very much. I'm currently looking at poetry from 30 years ago. I was only 16 and at the dawn of becoming fluent in English. And surprisingly, there are a few pieces among, despite the youthful thinking, that only need very little change. So I put this one out. And I'll change the title a bit from the old one, so this is now called Unfaithful. Quiet am I in the loneliness of the night. I lie with teardrops in my eyes. Pictures race in the darkness beyond my mind. Different faces, free and wild. I see dreams of true and false. Another voice now calls me. In black anguish I writhe, torn between here and there. A dark might pulls me away from all I had and all I was. I hear it calling, luring me to and from the light of day. My spinning senses dull, my true and faithful thoughts. The two senses fighting tear apart my inner soul. Teardrops fall like rocks and rip a hole. Of what I knew I had a loss. Of what I feel I gained confusion. Painful patience for an illusion. Where truth dissolves in doubts. And time leads us astray. Feeling now, forgetting future pains, rejecting future fortunes.
Yeah, that was beautiful but very relevant. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. Kirk Mary O'Connell next, please.
This is called It's a Wrap. Descent into limbo, black pit in a raised platform, a work by Anish Kapoor. Its powerful hypnotic pull draws you to its depths. Seeing it has reminded me of a dark brown throw I lost one dismal autumn evening while travelling by bus. Too late when I realised I'd left it on the seat. Feelings of shame and guilt shot through my shaken frame. All those attempts at mindfulness had failed when needed most. Imagining, inquiring at lost property, I kept on drawing a blank, missing it more as each day passed. I could not let it go. When the vendor in Istanbul displayed its rippling length, within the peaty loam I spied cinnamon swirls that rose then sunk again to black. For years I'd nestled in its warmth abroad on chilly nights, wrapped in its soothing softness. I felt sheathed from all harm. Without it now, bereft. I still nurtured the hope that the person who might find it would put it safely by, intending, when they found the time, to bring it into town. But remembering the occasions when I'd be lax myself, I realized how hard it is to go the extra mile. So I remain in limbo, still eaten by regret. If ever I get closure, it's going to take a while.
Mary, thanks very much for sharing that with us. Cool. Okay, Patricia Walsh, next, please.
So just about how old Mark Collins and how they can let you down. And ditto, our obsession with putting everything in a neat compartmental box, and that'll let you down as well. It's called Left Badland. Few shared recollections of a silver eye, both imperfections no one can deny. Clean through grime as a determined claim, a perfect demiseal, no case answer. Clanitude implements a gracious act. Some forms to head reckon for some, save boxes, houses of various forms abide. Washing through the everyday, sunk already, too late to redeem the echelon's demise. Nor harping and improvised imprecations concur. Electricity can stall and burn, it's a likeness. For all convenience, it can't always work. Through thunderstorms and pylons following, cutting to reliability while on the job, increased chance of conception is assured. The bills kill, that's all I can declare. The head and knife is necessary, that I know. Congregation to explain what effort was done to keep ourselves sweet, overdosing on energy. Eating crisps and coke more than necessary. Everyone parted out, sending out professional letters, horns bleating before an impossible crowd. Copyright incentives pushed the need for warmth, eating and writing out, keeping better sweet, incremental adjustments breaking with time. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Patricia. Can we have Max Creedon next, please? There she is.
Just a quick 5 word of the exchange your life of sin, erosion of your hard rock taste for bad living and gin. Within your transfiguration, the tabernacle will shed its golden locks, bathe in its purest light. Awkward blinking, reborn, repentant, in the glare of the elder judgment lies. Stripped of fun, trimmed of excess, strapped into the straitjacket, where there is no joy. So that's my thought for today. This one is just about stumbling into a room and seeing this master cutter work away in glass, and he'd quietly done 200 hours of his own time to make a memorial for 9/11. And it was just amazing. It's just amazing. This discovered it by accident, he found some bad taste, but he was asked to donate it and commissioned to do something after. So I thought it would be Mike, and he just had done a few other things. But so briefly, just my response tonight to him. Skilled hands that cut this glass to capture lost souls in the cut glass light. Desperate hands branched through the runes, grasping for that patch of brightness. Hands that Josephine must hit, resist, but they still carry her down stairway B. Others make the fatal choice as walls fall down, the wrong place, the wrong place for the cold black night. Hands to make a basket weave, carry Father Judge in a lifeless slump. Silently now is life forsaken, just to give him comfort for some. Collins brothers, hands salute. A band, was it? Hands salute a band of brothers, the psalm has taken, the psalm has stolen a band of five. A mother's pain, one returned, back, one given, back, one survives. Sean Egan, where is his cutting psalm? to carve these lives in a wordless hum. These hands are spinning black objects to unweave the words caught in broken shards of sunlight. I think it says words unbroken in the broken shards of sunlight. Sorry, not finished it. Okay.
Those pieces out, those hands made. Thank you very much, Max. And finally, can we have a cuttle, please?
Oh. Alright, guys, so are we? So the All Ireland is on a Friday, so we may as well get some practice in. Yeah. Standing up here waving this thing. I was at a metal gig on Friday, and the singer took the microphone stand and did it like this for the whole song. I was like, maybe I could do that. But yeah. Well, maybe not.
That mic's a bit more fragile.
But alrighty, so like, as I said,
go.
May as well start practicing. So this is my first bit of practice for the All-Ireland on Friday.
Oh, okay. Okay. Which round is it, the first, second, or third?
I'm going to go in with this, the first round.
First round.
We're going out with this. Great. So I'm actually going to do that all again. One
second. Really now.
I'm going to do like M&M, so okay. Like,
very judgmental.
This is just these words, I don't
know. Let's go back to court and watch it. Is that bad for you?
Oh no.
Just
jump right into it.
Right.
Go for it.
The sun, she sank behind a crest. The waves were breaking in my breast. I turned my heart towards the west. My breathing was the only sound. The moon, she wept, and so did I. The sacred empress of the sky. I panic stopped that feckin' lie. My breathing was the only sound. It's not a good omen, lads. The sun, she sank behind the crest. The waves were breaking in my breast. I turned my heart towards the west. My breathing was the only sound. The moon, she wept, and so did I. The sacred goddess of the sky. A diamond in a panther's eye. My breathing was the only sound. I beat my drum. I breathed my lungs. I sat and sold reflections from the glitter silver of my tongue. I sucked the blister on my thumb. My breathing was the only sound. I sow wheat in the fields that will never be bred. For they bandage and swaddle the misshaped the head. They beat swords into ploughs into offering plates. Where they sacrifice women on the altar of state. Where vultures were feeding on salmon and trout. For the river had burst from its throat to its mouth. And the chiefs told the people they must shore up its banks. While the chief of the sea. Shells in the harbour all siphoned and drank. And a dandelion nation, it seeds on the wind and pisses the bed when it's asked to let in. Asylum seekers and justice and soul, for the kings and magicians are all on the dole. Ibrahim, Abraham, prisons and wombs. Easter, peacekeepers, teachers and tombs. Ishtar and Ashling and Jesus' wounds. The Lord in a pipe. In a garden in June. Through that bitterest blackness, the darkness of doubt, I heard Ireland's call to the barman to put on a stout. And the whistles were blowing from glen unto glen, for the treason of trying to make monsters of men. And when that fog my curragh sank at sea, the vision swam 10,000 leagues of braided vines and knotted leaves, and washed up on a silver beach. Along that shore of ash and oak, the forest lent me of its cloak, and in my ear it softly spoke, said, all are welcomed from the cold. Now on midsummer's nights we build the fire on the holy hill, beneath a sky the stars have filled, where clouds have gathered in their cloak.
The fire spread out through the night. Lit in reply on every height, from center to the edge of sight, the darkness burned away by light. The sun is rising in the east. Our hearts have come to join the feast. The river flows from most to least. Our breathing is the only sound. Thank you.
Are you okay, Mr. Mine? Cahill, Maud was in a veil. Best of luck, Friday, right? And Shauna and Jim as well.
Yeah,
they are too.
We've got three good poets going.
Three fantastic poets. Best of luck from all of us. And a round of applause for them. They heard that. Just going to do a very, very short poem. That's all right with you guys. There you go. Mr. Mike is back together again. The moon bulb. Across the great sea of violet, but it's cut so deep it bleeds clouds. There's a hole in the sky that glows up the ground, that grows when you look upon. Smudged on the light bulb are two big paws that look like yours. Forgotten what's around and forgotten what you've done. You stare at the great moon bulb. That was an excellent open mic. Thank you very much. Everyone here is a fantastic poet, to be honest. So give a big round of applause to our guest poet, Morris. Thank you very much.